can expect to get back $42,000 less than that in benefits. And of course, if they'd been able to put nearly $600,000 into a low-risk private investment account, they could have retired as multimillionaires. Any politician who describes Social Security as a Ponzi scheme gets pilloried. But what is the term for a plan that pays off early investors out of income from later investors and then leaves the new people with less money than they put in? Authorities have released the name of the shooting suspect killed by a police officer during his siege at the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, that left six innocent victims dead. He's identified as a 40-year-old Army veteran who served in the Psych Ops unit at Fort Bragg, but was never deployed overseas. He got a less than honorable discharge in 1998. The motive still isn't clear, but he was reportedly active for over a decade in the ugly underground world of white supremacist skinhead rock bands. Authorities say they're seeking a second person of interest who was spotted in the vicinity, but so far, there's no evidence of anyone else being involved. Still, the FBI immediately declared the killings an act of domestic terrorism, which they could well be. Still, that's raised some questions as to why the government is so fast to declare a shooting a terrorist act when it involves a white military veteran. But despite Major Hassan Nadal's known ties to radical Islam, and the fact that he was allegedly shouting Allah Akbar while pulling the trigger at Fort Hood, there are still no plans to prosecute him as a domestic terrorist. Finally, it's time for an update on Harry Reid and his imaginary friend who's telling him that Mitt Romney paid no income taxes for a decade. The charge is so transparently bogus that even the White House press corps tried to pin Obama's spokesman Jay Carney down on whether Obama repudiates it. But Carney dodged every question, and he kept telling them to talk to Reid. Or you could just take Nancy Pelosi's word for it. She said, and I quote, "Harry Reid made a statement that is true. Somebody told him. It is a fact," end quote. So to Nancy Pelosi, if Reid claims that an anonymous phone caller made an unsubstantiated claim and said it was true, that makes it a fact. I think I'm starting to understand the level of research that went into the Obamacare bill. And this is the Huckabee Report.
And this is the Marshall 1230, broadcasting from the Bancorp South Studio in Fort Smith, right where you are. Temperature reading is now 79 degrees, mostly sunny skies across the area. And John Taylor joins us now from Stern AG and Leach. A lot of times John and I talk turkey. Today we talk chicken.
Yep, one of my favorite subjects, chicken, almost any way you can have it. But let's talk about that in just a minute. Yesterday the Dow was only up about 20 points. Dow futures this morning up about 30, 40. So kind of a not much of a movement so far. And we talked yesterday about the fact that this may be the week where no news is good news. There's really not a lot of economic data out this week. But Tyson Foods reporting quarterly profits yesterday. And kind of an unusual quarter. First of all, it's kind of hard to decipher exactly what they made because they had a one-time non-recurring charge they took of $167 million, which was a write-down, a hit to their profit and their P&L statement. It was for debt extinguishment. But if you take a look at that and extract all that, it was still a significantly lower quarter than what Wall Street expected and also what was the previous the same quarter of last year. Sales were only up about 1%, but it's amazing how big that company is. Even though sales only rose 1%, it was $8.3 billion of sales for the quarter. The company's projecting total sales for this fiscal year to be about $33 billion. It's going to be down roughly $1 billion from what they had originally projected. Why? Well, CEO Donnie Smith says that they experienced, quote, softer than expected domestic demand for protein. So Americans are consuming less meat. Maybe that's a function of what's happening in the economy. He also alluded to the fact, of course, that grain costs have been increasing and will continue to increase. He went on to say that as CEO Smith, while we ultimately expect to pass along rising input costs, these costs coupled with continued soft demand are likely to pressure earnings in 2013. So they're not optimistic that things are going to get better. And, of course, it's ominous when he says that because of the drought, the worst drought in 50 years, it's causing grain costs and other input costs to rise. And they, quote, expect to pass those along. So expect to see that in your own pocketbook. The number two drugstore chain, that is CVS Caremark, they operate almost 7,400 retail locations, reporting a very strong quarter. Profit was up 18%. Revenue was up 16%. They're headquartered in Rhode Island, by the way. Of course, Walgreens number one, CVS Caremark number two. And an interesting development, Best Buy. Everyone's aware of the struggles of Best Buy. If you look over the last several years, that company has lost about two-thirds of its market value as they struggle to find a way to compete with Amazon, Walmart, and other people. Well, now the founder of that company, Richard Schultz, he founded that company back in 1966. He's still by far the largest shareholder, owns about 20% of the stock. He stepped down from the board a few months ago so he could pursue other options, and now he's submitted a letter to the board, an unsolicited letter, where he's proposing that he take the, that he buy the company, to buy the 80% of the stock he doesn't currently control, take the company private. He's offering somewhere between $24 and $26 a share. The stock closed yesterday at just a tad under $20. The board seems to be very skeptical about his ability to put the financing together, and they say that his offer is, quote, highly conditional. Some people are already coming out and saying this is the best chance that Best Buy may have, is to go private, find a way to turn themselves around and reorganize. We'll see what happens as that saga continues.
All right, John, certainly looking at chicken, poultry, and so on, it's a little harder to keep that in stock. We've heard some people are, because of inflation and so on, kind of stockpiling some items that they feel will go up in the future, that they, you know, food items and so on, that they could keep, maybe shave some of that money that inflation is going to take away from the, here in the future.
Well, of course, talking about the soft demand for protein, we know that Tyson produces pork and beef and chicken. The CEO says that even though with these rising grain costs, they expect their chicken production and their chicken unit, if you will, to continue to be profitable even in light of these rising prices.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach. As Tyson goes to its strong suit, chicken. Yeah, of course, strong suit for John Taylor is helping you with your finances. He can give you some good ideas. He's located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John at 782-2527 or email John Taylor at johntaylor@sternag.com.